still in matters education. The National Council for Higher Education has urged universities and other higher learning institutions to sign formal memorandums of understanding with government agencies and companies to secure internship placements for students. The Director of Quality Assurance and Accreditation at the National Council for Higher Education, Dr. Vincent Sembatia, warned that institutions must prepare for the competence-based curriculum set to be rolled out next July, which will emphasize practical and skills-based learning. Speaking at the close of the week-long Pledge International Conference on Green Growth Economy Development, Dr. Sembatia said universities should address internship placement challenges early to avoid shortages of industry partners, supervision gaps, and logistical difficulties for students.
As they are preparing in the transformation of their curriculum to competence-based, they are encouraged to scan the environment for those industries and communities that can support the training. Because they will need this to place students, not just periodically, but even regularly. Something that we call the work-integrated learning is one of the things that require the institutions to go into. Some institutions in the past have placed students even as far as Israel, even for longer periods of time. Makerere University students used to go to Mombasa. Like, say, if you are studying oceanography, we don't have an ocean here. And they want to access an ocean, they would have to go to all the way to Mombasa and other places.